Shalom Aleichem to all who are tuning in to the Interpreter's Pulpit podcast. This is Les Aaron Gosling teaching nothing new, but all things original. The Australian Anglican Prayer Book cannot be more forthright. Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. These are the cherished statements of faith that ought to be held dear to all who profess the name of Mashiach, to all who truly believe that they are born anew by God's Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. I firmly believe that our Lord Yeshua HaMashiach is coming again. I tenaciously hold that the Messianic community will be caught up into the upper atmosphere at his second advent, literally raptured to be with him as he returns to rule this earth and to usher in his own unique salvation-oriented New World Order. Yet today, frighteningly, many believers in Messiah's salvation no longer have any conviction concerning his return. Still others deny Yeshua's own statements concerning his return by exchanging the truth for a vision of a demonically inspired peasant Scotswoman, and which was quickly adopted by the sect of the Plymouth Brethren. Born in Scotland, the doctrine was reared in England and nurtured in the USA. It soon became a global belief shared by millions of adherents to the Christian faith. Today, this outright diabolic lie is accepted as gospel truth. To not believe in the pre-trib rapture virtually makes one a heretic. Well, if such is the case, then I'm a heretic. But I am not today discussing a demonic doctrine and an old wives' tale. Rather, I am majoring specifically on the hidden truth of the great event which will schedule the countdown of the Second Advent itself. The Second Advent of Mashiach is pictured by the Festival of Shofar Blasts, or as it is commonly called, the Feast of Trumpets. This is the first festival held in the seventh month of Tishri, in the Jewish calendar. As the seventh-day Sabbath is considered a holy day, so the entire seventh month is still considered by many Jews as holy. Seven being God's number of completion or finality and perfection, so Tishri, as the seventh month, contains the final annual Sabbaths, signifying the plan and purpose of Yehovah God for humankind. Rosh Hashanah, meaning the head of the year, is to be held on the first day of the seventh month. The first day signifying the beginning of the final events, involving the Messiah in the salvation of a lost and rebellious humankind. It begins the final phase of God's wonderful game of hide and seek, lost and found. I would like to say something dogmatic at the outset about prophecy, and it is this. The Bible is fully one-third prophecy. Not only is this the case, but approximately 90% has yet to be fulfilled. Most of the 90% of the prophetic word will unfold in fulfillment in the last 7 years of earth history. The last 7 years is referred to by the rabbinic authorities as the end of days. With the possibility of a horrific World War III on the immediate horizon, world conditions are really hotting up. Indeed, it appears that we are tottering on the verge of a new dark age descending upon us before our very own eyes. Many are wondering, as they persistently have for 2,000 years, is the second advent of Christ near? In a recent podcast, I stated there would be a single astonishing event that would take place immediately prior to the second advent of Yeshua the Messiah to this earth. Yeshua has promised to return to this earth and to set up his kingdom in Jerusalem. But 2,000 long years have passed us by, and still we messianic faithful await the Mashiach. But please note this fact, because very few are even aware that it is to be found in the pages of their own Bibles. The question is, do we believe what we actually read there? Or do we just skim right over the startling words of the Saviour and Redeemer of the human race? To the Jewish authorities of his day and age, the Lord Yeshua stated, as recorded in Matthew 23, verse 39, "I tell you categorically, you shall not see me from this time onward until you say, Baruch haba Hashem Adonai." Yes, blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. My personal constant prayer is that God the Father will forthrightly pour out an abundant spirit of repentance on the modern nation of Israel, and especially upon the current Christ-denying Jewish authorities, as prophesied in the largely neglected pages of the scroll of Zechariah, or Zechariah, so that the deeply entrenched and ingrained spirit of these same arrogant and hostile refuseniks will be enabled to say once and for all with deep and rich humility, and I say this as a Jew, Baruch haba Hashem Adonai. Very soon, according to Jeremiah's additions to the scroll of Zechariah, the entire Jewish community, both in the diaspora and in the state of Israel, will know about some extremely good news. The Jewish people and the rabbis who have perpetuated the diabolic lie that Yeshua was executed largely as a false Messiah, and I'll have much more to say on this matter in a few podcasts from now, will openly admit that Yeshua is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Yeshua stated emphatically enough, "You shall not see me again until you say, Baruch haba Hashem Adonai. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." That's repeated in Luke 13:35. Yes, until. If words still have any sense of meaning in these demon-inspired woke times, until tells us so much. On the festival day of Shavuot in 30 CE, Kepha, or Peter, said that the Lord Yeshua would not return until the Jewish people en masse accepted the Lord Yeshua as their Messiah. You'll find that in Acts chapter 3, verses 19, 20, and 21. But please open your own Bibles on this passage and compare the English translation of the actual Greek intent, as I have it, with your own version of this text. The biblical revelation says, "Repent you therefore," he's speaking to the Jewish people, "repent you therefore and be converted, in order that your sins may be blotted out, in order that the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, in order that he shall send Yeshua the Messiah, who before was appointed unto you, with this appointment being in the interest of your well-being, and who the heavens must receive until the times of apokatastasis," that means restitution, "of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began." That is the now forgotten sign of the impending second coming that will usher in the end of days, the Son of Man, and the establishment of the messianic kingdom of God on earth. That, above all else that is prophesied to occur prior to the ushering in of the end of days, cannot be altered or changed in any way by Yehovah God, because it is an imperative event. It must first take place in God's awesome plan of salvation before our Lord Yeshua can even contemplate returning to this sin-ravaged planet. While individual exceptions, of course, will always be the rule, nevertheless, if Israel as a whole does not accept Yeshua as their Mashiach, he will decidedly not return. Are we presently in those predicted end times? Well, we are certainly in the period known as the end of the age, but decidedly not in the end of days to which the entirety of the scroll of the Apocalypse is devoted. There is much as yet to take place in the world scene before the events described in the Apocalypse take place. Would to God we would all take the Jewish scriptures as they are inspired by the Ruach HaKodesh and written by her scribes, and stop misinterpreting and twisting the contents to suit our misguided delusional thinking. Yes, you heard correctly. I referred to the Holy Spirit in the feminine gender. I will speak on this matter in a future podcast, so stay tuned. If you are enjoying these short podcasts of the Interpreter's Pulpit, and you would like to partner in faith with us as we stand together on the shores of endless worlds in the IMCF, the International Messianic Community of Faith, and would desire to know more about the truth of the biblical revelation, perhaps for the very first time in your life, go to our homepage of our website, send your love gift by depressing the secure, donate now pin payment icon, and become a member today. You will receive a username and a password which will grant you membership with access to all our accumulation of biblical material of over 40 plus years of this messianic ministry. It is high time to restore all things, and we thank you for allowing us to serve you in this manner. This is Les Aaron Gosling saying, Kol Tuv to all who love the Lord Yeshua.